Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
This year, more than ever, a loan support and befriending service has been a lifeline for older and more vulnerable people in the communities across Ireland. And not so, I suppose, this time of the year, they're encouraging members of the public to protect older people in their communities this Christmas by respecting their wishes surrounding plans around Christmas Day and any concerns they might have around COVID-19. And to join me, tell me a little bit more about it, once again, is Sean Moynihan, who is the CEO of Alone. Nice to talk to you again. Sean, how are you?
Not too bad. Hard to follow Flash Gordon.
It is. You've a lot to follow Flash Gordon there, I'll be honest with you. Sean, I mean, look, we've spoken to you a couple of times during the year. This year has been particularly, and I mean, I suppose since long as I've been alive, it's probably the most difficult time for elderly people between, you know, self-isolating and cocooning and trying to get their shopping online and alone trying to help people. It's a really, really difficult time for elderly people because of the warnings that are out there and the protection that they need to give themselves during this difficult time. What are people supposed to do at Christmas? You know, you used to come on the air, Sean, and tell us Christmas, pop into your neighbour, pop in and see do they have enough food and see are they okay, have they got a bit of heat and everything. But now it's difficult for us to do that, isn't it?
Look, it's really challenging. You know, older people have been navigating this all year. And so everybody, you know, really knows it's all very individual because everybody knows their own family circumstances and health circumstances. So older people need to be supported, I suppose, in some ways to make good decisions about what keeps them healthy and well. And we need to respect them because they may actually turn around and say, no, they're not prepared to take certain risks, or there may be certain risks they do slightly want to take because of the year that they've had and their mental health and maybe some loneliness and isolation. So I think the first thing is that we all need to have honest conversations with the older people in our lives and to basically respect the wishes of individuals. I think the second thing is that you're right. It's been a year like no other. And it's been a very traumatic year for an awful lot of people. You know, we've provided services and supports around aging at home for many years, and obviously with a big focus on isolation and loneliness. But I think so many people were struck with isolation and loneliness.
Absolutely. I'm 57. I can go out with very little risk, thankfully, with COVID-19. Thankfully, because the data would show there's very little risk to me under the age of 65. So I'm not saying that we should be, you know, flahoolock about it and we should have a personal responsibility. But I can go out and about and I can meet people and I can say hello to people and I can go into a shop and with reasonable, you know, little worry. But for an older person who's on the listening to the news on a regular basis and obviously seeing the figures that this primarily affects people over the age of 65. Yeah. I mean, it must be very difficult and worrying for them as well.
Oh, it is. Look, I was talking to a couple in their 90s the other day personally, and, you know, ultimately is they'd probably gone to the shops once a week, you know, since around March.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And yeah, thank God they have each other. But if they hadn't, do you know what I mean? That's what they were saying. Thank God we have each other. We sort of kept going. But they've been looking at grandchildren through windows and families and all that because one of them, you know, has a lot of health issues and a lot of health concerns. So that is what people have been through.
We spoke to one of the top geriatricians in the country on the air there recently, and he told us that from Tala Hospital, and he was telling us that he had spoken to older people, which was very sad, by the way, because he said it on prime time, and many of them have come to him and said they'd rather be dead, which was a horrible thing to hear him say, because they relied on these social outings of, say, the grandchild's birthday, the communions, the confirmations, the bit of bingo, the dance of the Sunday afternoon with a big cup of tea. They relied on all those things, you know, because
there's so many of those activities have been closed all year, and really by the looks of this week won't be opening soon. So I think that's the thing. This year, you know, we know Christmas is going to be more socially distanced, but we don't want anybody socially isolated. So all year, whether it's local authorities, the guards, on post, other agencies, ourselves, everybody has been innovating and reaching out. So there's a big campaign from government as well about staying well, reaching out, trying to create purpose in the day for older people, get up, get dressed, get moving, while at the same time also making sure that we're reaching out. And if anybody needs support, you know, to look for that support and help, that it is there. People do want to help. And I think for all of us, we all need to be conscious.
So just give them a phone call. Maybe
in our world.
Give them a phone call, knock on their window maybe, and just ask them, are they okay?
That's it. And some of the practical supports as people need, because that's what's going to lift the day. That's what's going to break the monotony. That's what's going to, and then for older people to really, you know, if they need support, the support is there. Please reach out. And ultimately is to create small plans for every day on 4 weeks to create purpose in your life, and that collectively we can get through this and while vaccines start to come.
Yeah, because see, for us, you know, I don't know your age group, Sean, but I don't know my age group. You know, a year or two out of your life, although a lot, you know, because it's we thought it was 2 weeks initially at the start of all this. Now it's looking like a year so far, right? And it could go on longer. You know, it's not a huge amount. It's an inconvenience, but not a huge amount. But as you get older, time becomes more valuable in your life.
Oh, well, look, at the end of the day, time is the one thing none of us can buy any more of. It doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. The time is something you can't buy of. And if you take that couple in their 90s, you know, that's a really sad, you know, what will be one of the last few years of their lives together. This is the life they've led this year. And, you know, and these are the real challenging scenarios for people. And that's why, you know, it is that story. Don't leave it to others. They may have left it to you. And that's why your presence, your time, your bit of energy, whether that's helping somebody maybe even get a mobile phone, get up online, get helping them get some practicing, that's why it matters so much.
Mm-hmm. Or even if you hear them out the back garden, maybe pop out the back garden if you're next door and shout over the wall to them and ask them do they need anything in the shop, or, you know, even if you don't normally talk to them too much, I think they'd appreciate it.
It really is. I mean, at the end of the day, it really is. These are the simple things that we can do for each other.
Yeah.
And I think we realise that, you know, social cohesion and everybody working together, you know, it's the only way we're going to get young and old through all this.
Okay, well, look, have a wonderful Christmas, Sean. I know yourself and your volunteers do some great work, and well done to you and all your volunteers as well. Listen, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.